This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Some surely wondered last Thursday, is Mike not here because of that Jordan Love MVP bet that he talked Joe Ostrowski into, and then Jordan Love went and got hurt, and I don't know. There might be some truth to that. Joe, I just couldn't bear to have to. No, that's not true at all. It was my birthday, so took the weekend off. Joe Ostrowski with us on the Western Hotline, the host of BetQL Daily, and also he can be heard Sunday mornings here on the BetQL Network and on the Odyssey app. Also the Bet 1520 hosting during Sunday mornings with Jason Lockenfora. Sorry, Joe. I mean, I guess it's not dead, but, you know, he got hurt again, Jordan Love. What are we supposed to do here?
Happy belated.
Thank you.
They were on bye. It was fine. Not a big deal. And you've got a team that has completely quit on the season coming up this weekend, the Chicago Bears. So I think it might look back on track, because if you look at history, it'll tell you that the Packers should take care of business, even though the Bears were bet yesterday somehow. They always come around on the Bears at some point. Fire everyone, change ownership, even though that's never, ever going to happen. We don't care where they put the new stadium, and then they come around to betting the team midweek.
I think I saw today that no player on the Bears has ever beaten the Packers as a member of the Bears. Don't they play twice a year?
Yeah, that sounds right. There's a it's a 10-game winning streak right now, straight up and against the spread right now for the Green Bay Packers. In the last 28 times that they've played, I'm going back to 2010. Let's see. The Bears have won three times out of 28.
Okay. That's Bills Patriots.
This is Bills Patriots in the 2000s, okay. Is what this is.
Yeah. I think a lot of cities have something like that. I don't know. Well, that's, even though Bears fans got mad, I'm like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers does own you. And he would say it at the stadium.
Do something about it.
He still takes pride in it. I saw him in an interview a few weeks ago. They were talking about how great the NFC North is. He's like, yeah, there's three good teams. And this is when the Bears were actually looking decent.
I mean, it is pretty bleak with all the hype this year, and with good reason, the enthusiasm about Caleb Williams and that offense. Now the coordinator is out.
Right. It's not normally, it's not a team with the first pick that was that terrible, so they can hit the ground running, and then they supplemented, too, by getting Keenan Allen, and just really got sideways in a hurry.
Yeah, I know you've got bigger fish to fry this week, but it's the same thing. It's a team, and I think it's an important lesson for the NFL. It's they just can't, they can't figure out how to get everybody on track, everybody on the same schedule. They're always chasing something. And then, okay, we never want a completely clean house. So the problem is you have coaches, you have GMs that inherit quarterbacks they don't want. And then they've got to get their own guy. And in the process, let's fire this guy. And then they're just always chasing. And it's why aren't these quarterbacks working? They always get bust. Well, maybe because you keep changing offenses again. And that's what I was disappointed in. Yes, you got Caleb. Yes, you surrounded him with weapons. But you had a holdover at head coach and not an offensive-minded head coach at that. And let's bring in Shane Waldron. And right now my question is, and I was fine with getting rid of Waldron, but who's coaching the most important thing in your organization, the most important person? I don't know. It's Thomas Brown, the guy that took over the play calling duties in the middle of the Carolina Panthers' disastrous season a year ago. so that's your franchise is learning from things, right now.
Things are looking up. Last Bears quarterback to beat Green Bay is Mitch Trubisky, by the way, in 2018. Well, by bigger fish, you probably were referring to Bills Chiefs. Uh-huh. Is it not incredible that any two teams could play this often in a relatively short period of time and have it be that this will be probably the seventh consecutive meeting where the spread was three or less. And it's also six straight when it's less than three. I mean, these great rivalries over the years, I mean, once in a while, one team is like a 4-point favorite at home or there's an injury or something. I mean, and the perception probably is a little bit deceiving because the Chiefs have the championships, but these two teams have played it so close, or at least the expectations have been that in these recent meetings, and for the most part, so have the games been.
Yeah, there are a couple of matchups this week. It's a great slate that we have, and as you're talking, I'm also thinking Ravens Steelers, but they are in the same division. It is fascinating, and so what does it say? I thought at this point in the week, with the injury information that we currently have, I thought this number would be taking a dip more. And it's not. It's 2 or 2.5 everywhere. I thought the 2.5s were going to be gone because
Mahomes.
We're all sick of hearing it. It's Mahomes as an underdog. We do it every single time. And you have your segment of people that say, why do they keep making Mahomes an underdog? I know it doesn't look pretty right now. And last week, of course, call it lucky, call it whatever you want. Probably shouldn't have won the game, but they find a way. That's how they got here at 9-0. There are a lot of people making, you know, their own power rankings, own numbers. You know, we do it on our show. I know you guys do it in reverse style. And there are a lot of people 9-0 that don't have Kansas City as the best team in football. And I agree with that. I put Detroit as number one for mine, for whatever that's worth. But, it is amazing. It is so close. The market telling us that Buffalo's a little bit better on a neutral field. But we've seen that. We've seen that in the past over the last couple of years with San Francisco, and they just find a way. The Mahomes underdog, everybody's sick of hearing it, but it's true. And 14 times, he's won 11 of them. And he's lost one against the spread. One. 2022 to your Bills. So,
yep.
I mean, it's public. It's easy. It feels too easy. But if it covers again, you don't want to be kicking yourself.
But, right.
But some people do. And you can tease the Chiefs to 8.5. I know it's you don't want to say this in the NFL, but what is the likelihood that the Chiefs lose by 9 or more?
Well,
how many times have we seen that?
I would just say that for me, one, this is a little too easy maybe, or biased or both, but one game script I can see here is like there's a turnover, it's 14-0 Bills, and the Chiefs are like, all right, let's just exhale.
Let's just take one
because
here.
they're not scoring.
It's
you know?
Coming. Yeah, you know it's happening. And some people are picking this to be the week.
They're not scoring. Like there's 14-0. If the Bills are down 14-0, like they can do that. I mean, so listen to me, right? Kansas City can't, but they're just not scoring this year in a way that they've been ahead in all these games. So they're all ending kind of the same way, where they hold on or just like there's a garbage time touchdown right. against them.
With the exception of last week. They were behind almost okay. all game last okay. week and then went ahead in the fourth quarter and then, of course, got that field goal block.
Right.
Joe, I'm curious how much, if at all, like a game that takes on what this Bills-Chiefs matchup, you know, does bring on. Like, it's a lot more attention. It feels like a playoff game, even though it's still November. What kind of impact, if any, does that have on the pros, on the betting markets? Like, is there an opportunity to like, take advantage of people because more people are coming into the big top, or like how does that have any impact?
It's for this specific instance. I think there are a few games this week where yes, going to be popular. People want in on it. Everybody's going to be watching. People are going to be betting the games. And it seems like they're betting both sides. It's good two-way action. So I don't think that you're going to see a ton of movement. And again, like I'm surprised that we haven't gotten here. Maybe in 24 hours when we get injury designations, with Kincaid especially, mm-hmm. I think that is something that a lot of people are waiting on. Because as we all know, Chiefs, awful, the worst in the league against tight ends this year, and with Coleman already out, we're waiting on Cooper as well. Like, what about worst case scenario where it's all of them? You don't know that you're going to get any of the three, and then what does the line move to? But it sounds like it's two-way action. It's going to be the public lining up on the Chiefs, and there are some, you know, guys with bigger bets that will be doing that as well. Yeah. They're like, look, this has worked for me. I'm just going to keep on doing it. I just don't care. It's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to ask too many questions, and I'm getting points. I subscribe to the theory. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, as an underdog, less than three, you just take them and you don't ask questions. In the situation like last week, I was on the Broncos. When the Chiefs are favored by a lot, you want to go against them. And you just take them as an underdog because it's worked so often. So I understand that line of thinking for sure.
And that line, by the way, moved sharply down last Sunday from like 9 to 7. Or
oh, yeah.
Denver.
Immediate. Yes. Yeah, it closed 7, which was amazing because it was almost 10 to start the week.
Not that you won't find this out in plenty of time, but there was good news on Cooper today. He spoke after the practice today and said he feels like he should be able to play on Sunday.
And
I mean, that's not ironclad yet. But you know. So.
Yeah, Kincaid did not practice.
Yeah, Kincaid has not practiced.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Joe Ostrowski, our guest. Joe, we talked about this yesterday for a minute. Maybe you can help me read this. So looking at the futures at BetMGM, mm-hmm. the Bills, the number is 12.5 wins. They're 8-2. So 5-2 the rest of the way to clear that. The under is -120. So there's a slight market expectation that the Bills will not get to 13 wins. Okay, right? Kansas City over 14.5 is -150. So that is 15-2 or better, a three-game difference, and where the minus money is. It doesn't make sense to me that this would be like that for the Bills to be favored in this game. Like, are the future?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Maybe I'm missing something. Are the futures players playing the Chiefs to win this game and then cruise, or lose this game and then somehow like just still get to 15 wins? They could. Or is there a misread on my part?
So if they win this one, it's Carolina. Okay.
Yep.
So now we're at 11. Then it's Vegas. And now we're probably at 12, probably, even though they beat the Chiefs last year. See, the hard part, I don't know about reading too much into it because, okay, if the Chiefs win this game, now it's a 3-game lead for the one seed. Mahomes and Reed, what are they doing in those last two games if they mean nothing?
What if they're 15-0?
Yeah. Are they going for history, or are they saying, who cares, we're going for this other history, which we care much more mm-hmm. about, instead of the undefeated season? We remember that with the Patriots year. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have that title at the end. So that's what I find. If anything, I would probably go under, because I think there's a real shot that in the last 2 weeks, or at least the last week for sure, that they're not playing anybody. And then if that comes down to your win total, I'd hate to be in that position.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you think the Bills win the game, this game goes Kansas City 9-1, Buffalo 9-2, and then you're going to be happy you have over 12.5 Bills wins. I mean, it's Kansas City they're playing this week. I mean, they finished Patriots, Jets, Patriots. And then the Chiefs, you know, still could be what the incentives are there, but you need them to lose 3 games to win the over or the underside of that, where it's plus money, and this would be one.
So the Bills, most likely, I don't know about most likely, but there's a good chance that the games at the very end all matter. Last week at New England, does that matter? You know, you get them twice in the last 3 weeks. My point being, man, it's going to be so challenging because Bulldog, we talked about it last week, how it's scary to think about playing the Bengals in a 2-7 to start the playoffs. And they end up losing, and I'm sitting here still looking at the Bengals, possibly getting that 7, how scary that would be. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you wouldn't say it publicly, but maybe if that's a situation, you would prefer to slide down to the 3 spot.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely don't want any part of the Bengals if they get there. I would say that. I almost can't believe I'm about to ask you this, but you mentioned how the Chiefs have had a tough time defending tight ends. And we know Kincaid hasn't practiced already yet this week, and so we'll see if he can make it to the game tomorrow. Is obviously pivotal for that. Any interest in Dawson Knox? Like, he's had decent games against Kansas City. Like, I don't know, can you press the button to bet on something for Knox? I don't know, receptions, yards, even a touchdown?
I absolutely would. Absolutely. If that's the situation, if he's out or it's not looking good, maybe limited reps, something like that, I think Dawson Knox is a great look because you should be getting some value. I don't see anything posted at the time, and that makes perfect sense because so much is up in the air. But yeah, I would take a look at going the tight end that we think is going to get the most work for the Bills. Makes perfect sense to me.
Joe, I saw a clip from your show this morning. Bulldog, are you able to guide Joe in one direction or another on the Colts? So they play the Jets. You've had a lot to say about the Jets, mm-hmm. famously here in this room. what do you want to? What might you advise Joe, who seemed unsure of what to do about the Colts with Richardson?
I would hop on the Colts.
All right.
Yes.
I would
-4.
I would just look. I would Richardson anytime touchdown. Like I would go. I would think that him going back in, they're going to give him every chance to show why, well, we still believe in him and give him the best look at having a game. And I don't know what kind of stomach the Jets have for tackling anyone at this point, especially a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback.
Good point.
Did you hear Ulbrich had a tackling session?
Like, yeah. Before week 11.
These
pads.
Are pros.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There, in no world would I ever bet the Jets. It's Colts or nothing. So I certainly agree with that. I just, from the outside, what the hell is going on in that organization?
Mm-hmm.
You go Flacco, for the rest of the season. You make this big declaration. Then you come back a couple of weeks later after he taps out on the team. And then you're like, okay, now it's Richardson. Yeah. I do think Colts or nothing is the play. Who are the Jets to be favored by more than a field goal over anybody in this league, let alone a team that I think is kind of average? Pittman's back this week, so I do like the look there. I'm just confused about what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, well,
the ownership probably getting involved.
I saw a clip here of a defensive player. His name is escaping me here, but talking about how they had, like, the leadership group of the team had a meeting with Richardson to, like, sort things out, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we still got a long way to go, but we made good progress. Like, they're telling you that there is a huge problem there, or there has been a huge problem with people on the team and Richardson and how dug in he is, how hard he works, whatever it is. There's something that isn't adding up there.
Okay.
But you said this morning, too, like, there's just this, maybe this weird cult of people that bet the Jets for some reason. I think I'm a part of it. I'm an unofficial member.
Are you?
I liked them last week, -1 at Arizona. I mean, they were a road favorite against a first-place team last week, and they got killed.
Do you like them this week?
Yes, because I am a sucker. I am a sucker for lines that don't. Well, I might do that. I might be the opposite of you on this. It'd be the Jets or nothing, because I'm a sucker for a line that I just can't. It's just hilariously weird to me.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I understand.
Which is the, what was the game recently?
Doesn't make sense.
Was it a couple of weeks ago we had a game? Was it a Jet game? Like, teams are 6-0 in the last 30 years when they had a record four. It was a Jet game. They had a record four games worse than their opponent, and they were favored. It was who the Jets
Texans.
Beat. The Texans. That was it. A Thursday night. That's right.
Right.
That was the game. And, like, I'm definitely pounding the Jets in that game. I mean, why are they favored against Houston? And they were pretty decisive winners.
Yeah, was that 6-2 and 2-6?
That's right.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Joe, who do you like tonight?
Eagles. Okay. I'm on the Eagles. I think it's really interesting. So now the Commanders are actually playing some good defenses. I'm not trying to take anything away from Daniels and what he's accomplished. But last week, Pittsburgh and Chicago, they needed the fail Mary in that one to win there. But, you know, the Eagles defense, what Vic Fangio has done has been shocking. I've been on the Eagles all offseason and throughout the year, and I didn't expect the defense to be playing as well as they are right now. And just as far as a balanced team, I think they're one of the best ones in the league. They're up there. The offensive success, I certainly expected. And Saquon probably even better than I was expecting coming into the year. But what we've seen on defense, they're 5-0 since the bye. It's certainly fair to say, hey, they haven't really played anybody. Jacksonville, Dallas with their last couple of weeks. But Hurts is on a roll. And it wouldn't surprise me if they went on the big stage here that maybe he's going to be for real a part of the conversation for MVP, something that I've been talking about throughout the year. 16 total touchdowns, one interception in his last five games. I think he's in a good spot. I do like the Eagles, and the Commanders coming off that close loss against the Steelers, and in a matter of days, you go Steelers defense, you go Vic Fangio and this Eagles defense.
Right.
Daniels had a rough week. 202 passing yards, only 5 rushing yards last week, and the quick turnaround for a rookie. I do like Philly.
Too bad for Washington. They made that trade for Lattimore, and I'll bet fans of theirs were like, oh, well, fine. If he doesn't play right away, just be ready for Philly. Right? Yep. Like, I really would like to have him against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and they're still out, so tough break there for him.
Hurts to 10 rushing touchdowns. He's still blistering pace here. Allen's been a little bit more quiet this year in that category. Real quick, Survivor pick. There are some decent options.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's the obvious one.
Yep.
You know, let me throw out a couple large point spreads that I wouldn't jump in on, just where I think something funky can happen. San Francisco, Seattle. That number's 6.5. I never like divisional matchups. Seahawks coming off the bye in a very desperate spot, and it might take a couple weeks before we see the good CMC. So that one I'd be a little scared of. And same thing with Miami. There was a big line move yesterday on that one. Sam is all over the Raiders in that spot. Also coming off the bye, coming off a offensive coordinator change. I don't really have a quarterback, but, you know, with Pierce over the last couple of years, when you least expect it, he's able to rally his team, and they show up and play hard when you least expect it. And I was not impressed with anything that I saw from Tua and company on Monday night, so that one would scare me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Detroit is a good spot, Houston against Dallas, and, of course, we talked about the Green Bay-Chicago history. That's not bad.
Tonight?
Levis against Flores. Flores' defense with Minnesota.
Yep.
The Rams going to New England. I think there's some good options.
Maybe tonight. If you liked it solidly, could do that.
Maybe, yeah.
But there are some bigger spreads, like you said. Joe, very good. Glad to have you on, as always. Really appreciate the time you give us. Thanks, and good luck this week.
Of course. Can I ask you one quick question?
Please.
Keep it super short. Tyson or Paul?
Bulldog?
Talk to you next week, Joe.
You're not going to watch it.
No. I usually don't bet on 58-year-old boxers.
No.
Paul or nothing.
Everybody has an opinion on this.
Everyone
it's
on
amazing.
Earth wants Tyson to eat this guy's face, right?
That's all the money.
But,
Paul's the favorite, and they're getting 8% of the bets.
Couldn't Mike Tyson literally do that? Eat someone's face? He came close once.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The ear. Yeah. He came close.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Joe. Joe Ostrowski. You can hear Joe weekday mornings with Sam Paniatovich on BetQL Daily, and then Sunday mornings with Jason LaConfora. And then Thursday afternoons with us. How about that? 803-0550. We'll talk about this Dawson Knox piece here as well as we continue your, if you will, keys to the game, or maybe one, for Bills Chiefs coming up on Sunday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.